You're listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere, 24/7 worldwide at xray.fm. My name is Chelsea, and you are tuned in to Satterstar Emo Radio Show here on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. We have a very special episode. X-Ray, if you haven't heard, is moving to a new studio space this summer. It's going to be in Inner Southeast on 10th and Hawthorne. It's going to be very, very exciting. And this will be the very last live broadcast of Satterstar ever made in the current studio that X-Ray has in the Falcon Arts Building in North Portland. So this is definitely an end of an era. So to commemorate the last episode of Satterstar in the current studio, I'm gonna play only songs that I played in the very first four Satterstar episodes, going all the way back to December 2022, which is when the show first started. So I'm gonna do four songs per each of the four episodes. And I just want to say that I am so, so appreciative of X-Ray and this studio, and doing this radio show truly has like saved my life in a lot of ways and provided me with opportunities I never thought possible for myself. So I just love doing this so much and so excited for the future of X-Ray and to see where we will go in an awesome new space. I'm going to start out with four songs from the very first episode of Satterstar, which was from December 2nd, 2022. Kind of crazy. We're going to start out with To Satisfy by Mohinder, who were from Cupertino, California, in the early 90s. This is from their 1993 7-inch. And also this band featured members of Duster and Calm and all the other bands that those bands are related to. But this is where it all started. So thanks for tuning in to Satterstar and X-Ray. This is Mohinder.
Is it ever morning when you're never sleeping?
When you're not sleeping.
Is it ever morning?
Why?
depend on honest answers from dependent hands. Won't accept an honest answer from an open hand. Can't say depend on honest answers from dependent hands. Won't accept an honest answer from dependent hands.
Caress the foamed shore below, resonating ultrasonic through the cliffs and their sand. Sun's shine is poured all around, with it being dry under leaves and such. nailed, floor boarded with ancient oak, wooden planks that rock and creak. Wooden planks that rock and creak. Words I caress the foamed shore below, resonating ultrasonic through the cliffs and their sand. There is something about here, and it does me good. Where we have color, eyes and movement, where sound is understood. We have living respiration and breath echo vibration, solid sun inspiration.
the mood, a foot above the floor, lightly bouncing. Tum ta ta, tum ta ta, tum ta ta, tum ta ta.
Hello, you're still tuned in to Satterstar Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM. And if you're just tuning in, X-Ray's moving. We're moving to an awesome new station in inner southeast Portland over the summer. And to celebrate the final week, which is this week in X-Ray's current studio in the Falcon Arts Building in North Portland, I am playing four songs from each of my first four Satterstar episodes going all the way back to December 2022. What you just heard were the first two episodes, so some songs that I feature in both of those episodes. You just heard Iris Is Aching for a Day by the Sky Corvair, who featured the merging of Bob Nana and Tim Kinsella, two, I don't know, emo large emo figureheads, I'd say, into one very strange band with the spirit of Cap'n Jazz, I'd say, but featuring Bob Nana and doing even weirder stuff. That was recorded in 1994, but was not released until 4 years later when they had some, I don't know, show and then finally released their album. Let's see, before that you heard State Route 522, who were a mid-90s indie emo band from Seattle, and that track is called Avenue of Giants. Members of that band went on to Minus the Bear and Sharks Keep Moving. Before that, you heard Gravity by Moss Icon, who are just truly beautiful, iconic, poetic, and emotive music. Some of my all-time favorite music comes from Moss Icon. Early emo from Annapolis, Maryland. And then before that, you heard Sucker Punch by Eldritch Anisette, who were from Delaware in the mid-90s. They're doing their first ever reunion show this weekend at the Your Renaissance Fest, which I will not be attending. It's in Southern California, though I did go last year. I saw some pretty awesome stuff. They only released one 7-inch ever in 1997. It's funny to me to have a reunion show for a band that only ever released a handful of songs, but I'm not going to be a hater because I love their music. So excited to see what they sound like now. Before that, you heard Call It in the Air by Jimmy Eat World off of their iconic 1996 album Static Prevails. They are also hometown heroes from Phoenix, Arizona. And I really love Static Prevails. I often like it more than Clarity, even though I feel like I'm in the minority with that. Before that, you heard Holding and Releasing by Halos for Martyrs. They were from Grand Rapids, Michigan in the early 2000s. And for me personally, I feel like that was one of the first like new finds for me when I first started doing this radio show. And I completely forgot about that band. So definitely wanted to highlight them today. And then before that, you heard Not So In Tune With Shells by Hassan I. Sabah, who were a screamo band from Massachusetts around 2000. Then we started out the hour with Mohinder with To Satisfy. Also, gotta say, since I'm going back to all these, like, extremely old episodes, I feel like I had so much growth in my show since it started in 2022, and it truly makes me cringe to go back and listen to the very first episodes. But the music is still extremely awesome and encapsulates a very specific time period of my personal life, diving headfirst into emo, first starting the show. So excited to play these songs. We're gonna go back in. The next three songs were from episode 3, which was an all vinyl episode, my very first all vinyl episode. This next track is called Elevator by Edeline, who were from Santa Rosa, California. I really love this 10-inch that this track is on. It's called Old City Scenes, and it was released in 1997. So that's what we're doing. Thanks for tuning in. you're still tuned in to Saturday Star Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM. And we are just about to play the last song of today's episode, and also the last song that will ever be on Saturday Star in this very studio. Next time you hear me, it'll either be pre-recorded or in the new X-Ray studio on 10th and Hawthorne. You just heard a bunch of songs from the third and fourth episodes of Saturday Star in December 2022. That's the theme, if you're just tuning in. All tracks played in my first four episodes. You just heard Union by Lincoln off of the Union 7-inch. And Lincoln was a very influential and impassioned West Virginia emo hardcore band. So good. Such a good song. Before that, you heard Holly by Three Letter Engagement, who are from Santa Barbara. That's off of their 1996 demo. They have always been a favorite of mine, and I was super excited when I first got my radio show to play that on the radio at the very beginning, and still love it so much. Before that, you heard The Radio Goodnight by M.I.J. off of their 1999 album, and they were from Milwaukee. Then before that, you heard some tracks from an all-vinyl episode, episode 3. You heard Esoteric by Constantine Sincati off of their split 7-inch with Bev Clone. They were a band from one of the very best emo hardcore cities in the 90s, Kalamazoo, Michigan. Just a bizarre and awesome band with some of the very best emo art on their like physical releases and 7-inches. Before that, you heard Gordon Rule by Waltz off their split with Moonraker. They were from Florida. I also really love that song. I love all these songs, so it doesn't even matter. I don't know why I'm saying that. Then you heard Today and Tomorrow by The Spirit of Versailles off of their In Line for Halo 7-inch. They're from South Dakota. And that was released in 1999. And then we're going to finish out the episode with Rich Girls Mistletoe by Spy vs. Spy, who were a UK emo band from the late 90s, early 2000s. This is off of their self-titled CD on Subjugation. And that's what we're going to do. Thanks so much for tuning in. See you next time.